Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm speaking in my capacity as the Sami Parliament President in Finland. The indigenous Sami people have had a long struggle for self-determination in Finland. Today, I have some news to report on the matter. But before the news, let me explain the background. In Finland, we, the indigenous people Sami, do not have a final say who is entered into the electoral roll of the Sami Parliament in Finland. The official representative of the Sami that is supposed to be for the Sami, by the Sami. The key issue is that the Supreme Administrative Court lets Finnish persons into our electoral roll. These are persons that our Sami Parliament bodies do not recognize as Sami and who do not fulfill the criteria for the right to vote. This is a clear violation of the right to self-determination of the Sami in Finland and a violation of human rights. UN treaty bodies stated in 2019 and 22 that on the matter of the electoral roll of the Sami Parliament, Finland violates international human rights conventions, namely the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights and the International Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Racial Discrimination. Treaty bodies have also obliged Finland to amend the Sami Parliament Act in a manner that respects Sami self-determination. As I reported at the Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues in April, the Supreme Administrative Court let in 65 Finnish persons into our electoral roll this spring. The court also ordered a repeat Sami Parliament election this June on account of these 65 Finnish persons not having been able to vote and run in the Sami Parliament election. These are violations of indigenous self-determination and not a credit to Finland. Then the news I promised. This spring we, seven members of the Sami Parliament Executive Board, made a human rights complaint to the UN Human Rights Committee about the electoral roll and repeat election matters. Our complaint has been registered. More importantly, the UN Human Rights Committee stated in June that it requests the state of Finland to refrain, let me repeat, to refrain from any retaliation measures against us, the authors of the complaint, for exercising our right under the ICCPR. This is significant. Retaliation measures are a forbidden form of discrimination, and in my opinion, such discrimination can, for example, in this case, pertain to criminal investigation, coercive means by the police, and raising charges. It's, however, nice to end with good news, if you allow, Madam Chair. The repeat election of the Sami Parliament in Finland was concluded last week. The election went very well for the Sami. We won our own election. A significant majority of the new Sami Parliament supports the amendment of the Sami Parliament Act in accordance with UN treaty body decisions. Finally, my calls to action. The Finnish Parliament suspended the Sami Parliament Act amendment this spring due to the repeat election. Now that the repeat election is over, we urge the Finnish Parliament to finalize the amendment of the Sami Parliament Act as soon as possible and accept the new proposal of the Sami Parliament Act that was negotiated with us, the Sami Parliament in Finland, and brought into the Finnish Parliament as unanimous government bill. There are no more excuses. Thank you. Kiitos, tacka, spasse.